joining us now, well, he's a local hero when it comes to the Washington Wildcats. The Road Warriors Worst to First, the book written by Terry Robbins, who played and was the captain of the 1994 state championship team. Him and his wife, Tanika, do so much, bring back, and I know have an opportunity to see Washington play now. Really active, that currently lived in Houston, Texas, and kind enough to make time for us today. And we always try to support our local sports and anybody that continues to pursue the career of talking about Pensacola. Terry, I hope all is well, my friend.
Everything is good, and I appreciate you guys having me back on.
Terry, before we get into the book, I know you're a Florida Gator fan, but do you feel like you're back after that Alabama game?
Well, I feel like we got a little ways to go. I feel that Mullen and his staff are taking us down the right path to get back to being elite. I was actually at the game. I still think we got some things we need to fix defensively. Offensively, with the rushing game, I think it's going to be tough to stop it.
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you play Alabama, it's one where you can win brownie points by getting close, but nobody wants to go to a game and watch a team lose. So it's sort of a mixed emotion. Florida State felt that against Notre Dame, but then we realized that was the last thing that was going to be semi-exciting Florida State would feel. At this point, it's one where the Florida Gators have been able to go out there and hopefully make it close. But we're here today talking about, Washington, the book, Road Warriors, Worst to First, 1994 state championship team. Talk a little bit about that and what that means. Obviously, you know, Ricky Bobby's dad at one time said, if you ain't first, you're last. But from worst to first, you guys were talk about the turnaround and what happened for maybe people like me and Drew that didn't grow up here for high school that just want to learn because now this is our city.
Great story. I mean, it's about perseverance. It's about overcoming the odds. We were practically 1-9 my sophomore year. My freshman year, the varsity team was like 0-10. And we got some great coaches to come in, Chet Bergalowski, Monk Miles, and those two guys, you know, one was the head coach, offensive coordinator, and the other was the strength conditioning coach and the defensive coordinator. And when I tell you the culture that they brought in, they demanded our best. They refused to quit on us. They installed some principles in us about being responsible, being accountable for your actions. And they just pushed us to the limit. When I compare football today compared to when we were coming up, we played Ironman football, which means a lot of us played offense and defense. Now you got, you know, high school teams with about 80-plus kids. And so everybody gets the opportunity, you know, to get out on the field where we didn't. We stayed on the field. So that story in itself means so much to me and my state brothers because – I mean, we didn't have a football stadium. We traveled to every opponent stadium. I mean, we shared a stadium with them, but it wasn't our stadium. We couldn't claim it. But that story in itself, truly a story of its own. I don't believe there's another story, high school football story you can find in history that did exactly what we did. I mean, we beat the number 10 in the nation. We beat the number 1 in the nation. And every team in the playoffs was ranked in the state. So if you can find a story that's better than mine, then let me know.
Well, in order to do that, too, they're going to have to read the book. And because you can't just, you know, those are the worst type of people that are like, I got a story better. And be like, well, did you read Terry's story? And they said, nah, but I got a better. Well, then you're just lying to people. So in order to do that, they need to go out and get the book. And what's the easiest way to do so? Like we said, we always want to promote anything happening here locally, especially talking about a state title and you being the captain of the team. Obviously, you know a lot about the team and what it took to get there as the captain. But what's the easiest way for the folks that can purchase the book?
The easiest way, we have it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. We have it in Target. Those are the three main companies that's selling the book right now. But you can also get it through me. You can come on my Facebook and direct message me, and I can also send it to you, ship it to you myself. But shout outs to, you know, friends and family and those who I work with. They've been very supportive up here in Houston, Texas, Tyne Fair High School, my church, First Metropolitan, Pastor Ogletree. I mean, my community up here, man, has just been outstanding in buying the book. And, you know, some of the friends and family back home as well. So Friday, we're going to have a turnout at the stadium. We plan against Milton. We'll be selling books at the stadium. So hopefully the community come out and purchase the book. Shout out to Coach Ryan and Quarterback Club for putting this event together so we can raise the money. We're trying to get a field house for the football stadium where, you know, the home team and, you know, the opponent can have a place to go during halftime to, you know, get ready, make their adjustments, and get ready to come back out and play. So that's the goal, you know.
Well, and Terry, I know that we, you know, as many people, I saw Keith Haynes today, who is with Pensacola Catholic, and we ran into each other at the grocery store for a few minutes. And, you know, and we probably have interacted more times on Facebook. We see each other once in a while, wave from a distance. But today with social media, there's so many people like that in the world because especially what happened last year with COVID, not everybody got to interact. So Zoom meetings, you got to see your grandparents trying to learn how to push a button on a, you know, on a little window, and they would turn themselves into a cat emoji. But when it comes down to having an opportunity, I know you and I have talked a lot on Facebook about football and other things going on, but you do have family and stuff that plays here, correct? Even though you were in Houston, I know you've traveled, and we brought up East Tennessee State and, you know, the victory over Vanderbilt, but you do have family here still, correct? That, and you come back to support the team?
Yes, sir. I definitely have a son that's on the team, Jaden Robbins. I'm starting offensive guard, right guard, 61. Those guys are doing an amazing job down there. Again, with the leadership, Coach Unker, Go Hogs. Those guys put that work in. And my family, my mother and my father, my grandmother and some uncles and cousins are still down in Pensacola. Pensacola is home. It's not going anywhere. Love the city. I love my community. That's one of the reasons why my wife and I are investing back into the community. Man, we love Pensacola. You know, that's home. You know, and one day, you know, I'll be back.
Yeah, and speaking of the matchup that Washington has against Milton, we're actually going to be broadcasting that game. So shout out, you know, if you want to go get the book, if you want to go to the game, we're going to cover it. If not, you can listen in on ESPN Pensacola. And I'll be sure to have Justin Patrick, the guy who's doing play-by-play, mention it too, that if people are there listening or if they're on their way, that they can get a copy of the book as well there.
Yes, sir. We'll be there ready to, you know, engage with the, you know, with the crowd, with the fans on both sides of the field. We're just looking forward, man. We're very excited. Like I said, it's our home. It's an opportunity to us to give back to our community. Looking for some support. I know the Wildcats will be there. And just excited about the whole ordeal. I know you asked me about ETSU versus Vanderbilt. That was a great game. Actually, I was there.
Okay, that's awesome. Now, okay, we brought up two games, and you've been there. Have you missed a college football game this year? I'm just kidding with you, man. I know we brought up the two, and you're like, I have been at both. But no, that one right there, that's cool. You know what? A win over an SEC team for someone like East Tennessee. Look, for UCF, we claim victories, you know. So, but I mean, us just beating anybody at that point, if we beat a team like Vanderbilt or South Carolina's, we were happy. East Tennessee State to go in there and do that. And I know a lot about the school based on Coach Steve Forbes, who now is with Wake Forest. Yeah. He used to coach at Northwest Florida State, and I call their games. So I became friends with him, and they had the number one team in the nation at one point down there. And now he's with Wake. He quickly has moved up from Okaloosa right here in Niceville up to Wake Forest. But East Tennessee State has really good athletics, and I think a lot of people don't understand that that school can compete, and especially some of the Tennessee schools were going down a little in the area. That was a big win right there.
It was a great win. You know, I was there on the sideline with some of my football brothers I played with from 96 to 2000. It was a great win. I mean, they have a solid defense. Their defense is really solid. Coach Billy Taylor, who was my linebacker coach when I was in school there, he's a defensive coordinator. Shout out to him. Just Coach Sanders, too. I mean, those guys are really, really bringing some leadership to the school. They're getting the recruits there. And I'm not surprised. I mean, when I was there in 96, we had a great team. You know, Marshall was the top dog in the division then when they had Randy Moss. But, I mean, we were good back then, you know. So now that they got the program back, they got the right leadership there. And those guys are, I mean, they're unstoppable, man. Like I said, they got great leadership up there now.
It stems from the top. And I think people need to understand that. You also have to surround yourself with the right people. I think what Florida State's dealing with, I think Willie Taggart, you know, I'm not going to say he deserved credit. It was, they were in disarray with him, but they're also not in a great shape right now with Norvell. And I hope that people give their equal, I guess you could say, dues to somebody, that there's more problems that they have at Florida State than just a couple faces. It stems from across the board with their coaches, from the front office, everything, because – you know, things like that, like you said, leadership, the right leadership. You look at how many coaches Nick Saban has right now that are also impressive. Mike Loxley, what he's doing at Maryland, or look at, you know, Billy Napier and what he's doing at Louisiana. You can look all around. Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss that they play this week is almost top 10. I mean, there's tons of coaches. Kirby Smart, maybe the number one team with them in the nation. That's his guy. It stems the culture. Yeah. They learn that culture and discipline just like Sam Pittman did when he was at Georgia. And look what he's brought to Arkansas. That winning mentality, that this is how the game plan works. You're either with us or against us. And we don't have any middle ground.
Yeah, exactly. I think that made us, you know, great when Coach Berg and Coach Miles and those other guys came in. I mean, it was they were generals, man. They demanded, I mean, discipline. Discipline was key for us. It was discipline. And you look at Alabama, you know, it ain't just they got elite players, but they're so disciplined, you know, academically, you know, on and off the field. I mean, it's hard to beat a team like that. When everything's just lined up, when the stars line up, it's hard to beat a team. And they don't make a lot of mistakes.
No, they don't. These are going to be some fun games this week and looking forward to them. Terry, really, before we let you go, because you were a captain of a team at Washington and had the opportunity there, and for the folks that are just tuning in, Terry Robbins joining us. He was the captain of the team right there for 1994 state championship team that went from worst to first and won a state title right here for our Washington Wildcats. And we're happy to have him on the show. He has a book out there that you can get online at Target, as well at online for our
Barnes and Noble,
and there was one other Amazon. Okay, and check it out. It's called Road Warriors: Worst to First. But Terry, real quick, just because you were that kind of guy, when you're a captain of a state title team, you're pretty good, and you're going to get offers, and you went to play at East Tennessee State. But the name, image, likeness. What are your thoughts on it today? Good for the game, good for the success of college football, or are you against it?
That's a tough one. I truly believe that, you know, guys deserve, you know, they bring so much to school. And I really believe they deserve something. What that is, I don't know, and I can't tell you. Without those guys putting in that work every day, bringing attention to the school, they deserve something. What that is, I can't tell you, you know, but I think they deserve something.
Absolutely. And you know what? I think that's a perfect answer. There's not a perfect answer. You know, we want to see these people that, you know, Tim Tebow was worth $21.2 million extra to his school. His brand was when he was at Florida. Jameis Winston, even though some of that went to court settlements, but overall, Jameis was worth about $18 million. Johnny Manziel, he was worth about $18, $19 million to Texas A&M. So when you're talking about a guy worth $20 million and they don't get any of that money, is that fair? Where, you know, and you think about it other ways too, where Boston Robotics called my cousin, who created one of the Oculus devices for headsets, and they paid him for that when he was at Georgia Tech. Like, he was able to get a grant and a patent and get paid for that. So kids at 16, 17, if you find, you know, a cure for one of these diseases we're fighting right now around the world, they'll pay you for that. Hefty, you know, like, so kids have an opportunity in every other facet in college to get paid besides college sports.
Yes, sir. I truly believe that.
Yeah. Well, hey, Terry, we could talk all day. We'll continue to push the book. We're looking forward to seeing you all out there for the Washington game against Milton for our Coke Zero High School Football Game of the Week here on ESPN Pensacola. And thank you for your time, and thank you for writing a book back here about Pensacola to bring more awareness to a city and also a state championship you were part of.
Hey, thank you guys, man, for help promoting this book. I'm definitely going to send you guys a copy, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Awesome. Thank you. And keep laughing at my my funny pictures online, okay?
I will.
Hey, listen, when you're a comedian, once in a while you want to hear someone laugh. Crickets never are good, you know? So you make me laugh, man. Hey, Terry, appreciate it as always, and we'll talk here soon.
All right. Take care.